I guess you would call a Michigan resident now, because what have you been? You've been in the state for 8 weeks now, Kevin?
Off and on. It's day number 46 for me, in and out.
Well, you're going to start paying taxes here pretty soon.
Voting next month.
All right. Well, Enbridge Oil is the world's largest transporter of energy in Canada, the U.S., and the world. You're the world's largest crude oil and liquids transportation system. We know, we've talked quite frequently with you and Gina Jordan about the spill. You are now efforting the opportunity to start the flow of oil again through the pipeline that runs along the Kalamazoo River. Where are you in that operation?
Yeah, Tony, the stages of a gradual restart process were underway yesterday. We know that it's going to be a couple-of-day process as that line comes up to pressure and product fills the line. So we had a successful day yesterday, and it continues on today.
So what is that process? How do you get the oil pressure in there? How do you monitor whether everything is flowing correctly?
Sure. There's a whole team of folks who work on this, some out of Calgary and Edmonton, et cetera, but then some that have come into this area just specific to this situation. And, you know, there's monitoring that goes on at valve sites and other stations as the flow continues to just slowly increase over time. There are various checks that take place. And, of course, we're very heavily regulated on that as well by PHMSA, who's in place to monitor that restart.
So when you do that, it's more complex than opening a spigot, isn't it?
It is, to my understanding. Of course, I'm not an engineer, but it is. It starts slowly, and it's a slow build, both to put line pack, as we call it, the oil itself, and then to just slowly build up that pressure and get it to a point where it's flowing at the pressure and level that we want it to be.
When do you anticipate that the flow is 100%?
It's difficult to say. We're going to hear more today from our control center folks in terms of what they anticipate that to be after. We're doing this during daylight hours, and so they had it up to a certain pressure at some point yesterday near sunset, and they're at it again this morning, I believe, and they'll have a better read for us as the day unfolds.
How much oil will be flowing through the pipeline at any given moment?
Yeah, that's difficult to estimate at this point, too. They're assessing that now in terms of working with PHMSA and the various pressures that we'll need to be at post the leak itself here in Marshall, and so some of that is still being worked through.
What have you learned? What's Enbridge learned during the process of cleaning up this spill?
Well, I tell you, we're thrilled with the response that we've gotten from the community. You know, certainly we've got folks who are concerned and critical with regard to what it is we're doing, but I would tell you that in the meetings and the discussions that I am privy to with the public and out and about around the sites, talking with the public, et cetera, we've got incredible support, and the workers here have been great. You know, I think that certainly we're trying to get this back up both as quickly as we possibly can, being efficient in doing so and safe in doing so, but also we need to make sure we're doing it thoroughly. And so we had a deadline yesterday, as you know, to get us to the point where we've got primary cleanup done. We have submitted all that documentation to the EPA and are awaiting their essentially stamp of approval to indicate that we have indeed accomplished that goal. And then we have a submerged oil situation as well that we've been working on with them for the last several weeks. And we received a corrective action order last week that we have until the 31st of October to clean up submerged oil, which we've identified in several locations along the river. And I say that's been an ongoing discussion with EPA as we've worked through a plan. And then ultimately this corrective action order was given to us last week.
Kevin, I'm running short of time, and I don't want to jet through these last few questions. Can I call you tomorrow at the same time and we talk a little bit more?
Sure, that would be fine.
All right, we'll call you at 8:45 tomorrow and continue this. Thanks so much for your time and patience.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You bet, Tony. Thank you.